Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 124. I'm your host, Sid Satter. Started things off this week with a track by Weezer. That song's called If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To, off the band's horribly named album, Ratitude, which came out November 3rd of last year on DGC Interscope. The album's kind of a mixed bag with a couple of good songs, a couple of okay ones, and quite a few bad ones. It's hard for me to listen to that album and hear Rivers Cuomo talk about his commute and his evil boss and his blue-collar job. When's the last time you had a job? Either way, I've got lots of good music for you. A lot of it's from 2009 and will be for the next few weeks as we try to wrap up all the wonderful music that came out last year. Hopefully you enjoyed my music wrap-up of 2009 of my favorite tracks, but who knows, some of 2009's best releases may still be new to me. So we'll see what we come up with. This next track is by a band called The Cribs. The song is called We Were Aborted.
Yesterday, a breeze blew all the X-balls in, and then the soul. It's hot in the night, lonely black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we may hate on a hot summer night. Cause when a lonely, lovely walks by, yeah, you can see her look in her eye.
I hope that's not cheating to play that track. That is Billy Idol with the song Hot in the City. That came out originally in 1982, though I just picked that up on a 2001 Greatest Hits release. One of the many Greatest Hits releases he's had recently, and he's even put out a Christmas album recently. So there's the update on William Michael Albert Broad, better known as Billy Idol. That gives me a chance to highlight how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music and I listen to it. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. And in this case, I just happened to pick up that Billy Idol Greatest Hits CD, and that's why you got a little taste of it. Before that, we had some new music from the Cribs out of Leeds in the UK. The song was called We Were Aborted, and it's off the album Ignore the Ignorant that came out November of last year on Warner Brothers Records. Pimping the major labels now. That is a very good album, and it's a band that kind of escaped my radar until I think I saw them on one of the late night talk shows and went, that's not bad. And then I picked it up, and now we're listening to it, just how it works. Let's continue on here with some brand new music. This is a forthcoming release from the Brunettes.
Accidentally die and leave you much too soon. Would you play and sing our songs the same with somebody new?
Oh, you, you sweet romantic tool. Watch, you don't sound insecure.
Wrapped up nicely there. That is Barren Heaven with the song Do You Do off the album Beast Rest Fourth Mouth that came out November of 2009, a Brooklyn band there led by John Philipott, I believe. That was released on Home Tapes Records. Not sure if that's a self-release or not. Before that was A Sunny Day in Glasgow with the song Close Chorus from their album Ashes Grammar. That was released on Mis Ojos Discos in September of last year. A Philly band there that I caught live at the Replay not so long ago, when they put on a fantastic show. But the album just leaves me cold, which is always disappointing. When you see a band live, you pick up the CD, you take it home, and it's just none of the energy that's there. So a little disappointing. Not disappointed at all, however, with the Brunettes that started off that set. That song was called If I. That's on the band's forthcoming album, Paper Dolls, which will be out February 2nd of 2010 on the Lil Chief label. Band out of New Zealand there. Largely a two-piece, though touring live, they may be six or seven to kind of fill out the sound. And that is getting awfully cute there. And that album is very good. It mixes sometimes a little more electronic, a little more dancey than you used to, but then there's still some twee tracks. And that song there is just adorable, isn't it? Well, I see I'm out of time, so let me wrap things up here. I want to let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 124. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to wrap things up this week with a track by Insaferum, a black metal band from Helsinki, Finland, or maybe they're a Viking metal band. I think if you listen to this, you might agree there. I don't play a lot of this on the podcast, but I listen to a lot more of it. So occasionally I cheat. I get a new record. I don't really play it on the podcast just because it just doesn't fit the format. But I don't know. This is so epic and grand and wonderful. I just can't see how anyone wouldn't enjoy it. I don't know. Katie says it sounds like a Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Maybe. Anyway, this song is called Smoking Ruins. It's on the band's album From Afar that came out September of this year on Spine Farm Records. And I really, really like this album. It made it somewhere in my top 20 albums of the year. So it's worth a play here on the podcast. So let's wrap things up here with Insaferum. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.